Balloon popping? That's what you got for us, Nintendo. Balloon popping. With no way of providing interesting side gameplay, this attraction is an absolute bore. The cool thing is, though, if you invest about a half an hour into it, you can get several key items used to evolve certain Pokemon. That is cool. Filling up the Pokedex, always cool. Getting your Porygon to turn into a Porygon 2 or a Porygon Z, and getting all of those other Pokemon to evolve, your Milksotic, all those guys, that's cool stuff. But really, popping balloons? I've played it easily 150 to 200 times, and I still have no idea how you get scored. There's absolutely no skill involved. If you're not super serious about evolving your Pokemon and getting these key items, it's an absolute waste of time. In no way, shape, or form does this satisfy any need among the community. There's no reason for anyone, after about 45 minutes or an hour of just doing this stupid mouse clicking over and over again, to even try it. It uses 100 Pokemiles each time you use it, which isn't bad. So, I mean, if you've done your fair share of wonder trading, you should have plenty of Pokemiles. So, it's a worthwhile investment, like I said, for the first hour or so, just to get all of these items, the Razor Fang, you know, all of those things. But after that, there's no reason to play it. It's sad, in a way, because doing this, you could obviously get another, like, 15, 20 notches in your Pokedex. But a lot of the times, it's luck. It's luck. It's pure chance. The times that you don't get the stones that you need, you know, that's another thing, too. Why? Well, there are only, like, 3 or 4 Thunderstones and Moonstones in the game. It forces you to do stuff like this. And, again, any decent gamer in their right mind does not want to go on another website and click balloons for half an hour and then have to wait 25 minutes to sync their game up to the system in order to transfer said items to their game so they can evolve their Pokemon. It's just annoying, and it's repetitive. It's silly. Gamers want the Pokebank. That's what they deserve. It should have been out for Christmas. It's not. Nintendo is telling gamers across the world to be patient, and they're not really being honest at the same time. Tell us that there's no security. Tell us that you messed up. That would at least be respectable. Also, too, it's like, you know, you're offering Pokemon in Japan, and there's thousands of gamers in Japan that have the Pokebank. Since the fact that you guys dropped the ball, why don't you offer some Pokemon, some giveaway Pokemon, some event Pokemon in other parts of the world to kind of ease the tide, so to speak? I've spoke about this in other podcasts, and Nintendo was excellent to their fans 99.9% of the time, and this is that point one where it's almost laughable how they've handled the situation on Twitter and how there's absolutely no news at all about what's going to be released and when. And the fact that while the attraction is relatively cool in the fact that it helps you allow those Pokemon to evolve and you get those items that you need, just the presentation and the whole approach, it's just, you couldn't think of anything else to do. And that took 3 months, 4 months after the game was released, a freaking balloon-popping flash game? Really? That's what you have? The minds at Nintendo, the geniuses at Nintendo, took 4 months to come up with a balloon-popping flash game. You can't be serious. The sad thing is that they are. And if you want to get those items and you don't want to hunt all over the game for them, or if, you know, you don't want to trade with your friends and whatnot, you're kind of forced to use the attractions. So for better or for worse, until the Pokebank comes and you can get these Pokemon out of your bank, out of your, you know, old games, you're pretty much forced to sit there like a buffoon and pop balloons online. Sounds like fun?